I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
A federal lawsuit has been filed against the NFL, NBC Universal, and artist Carrie Underwood because a woman is claiming that Carrie Underwood and the NFL have ripped off a song that she posted on YouTube to create the Sunday Night Football opening theme song that is called Game On. Here's a clip of what Carrie Underwood's version sounds like.
Ooh.
This is like the new version of All My Rowdy Friends Coming Over Tonight that they did for Monday Night Football.
How does that one go?
I'm not going to sing it for you.
Oh, I thought I could catch you.
Okay, so that's Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
And this woman is named Heidi Merrill. She wrote this song.
Uh-oh.
Can you feel it? Here comes the storm. Can you hear it? 100,000 strong. Can you taste it on the tip of your tongue? Are you ready? Let's get it on.
Oh, oh boy.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Can you go back?
All right, and this is Carrie Underwood.
Oh, she says game on too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And here's the original.
Okay.
Oh,
oh
my God.
No.
Okay.
Oh boy.
I want to say this. And I think that there is some country music that's a lot of fun. So I'm not like Gavin where I like just hate country music.
I like old country music.
But I want to say, yeah, I mean, like, you don't like the new poppy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I do want to say that a lot of country sounds very, very similar.
What? There's sad new country, and then there's
fun
new country.
Yeah. And if you're going to write a song, a country song, a fun new country song about football,
right?
It does seem a little bit like the lyrics are all going to go the same direction.
Sure.
All right, so Wake Up Call listeners can text us at 73389. Is it a ripoff, or is it different enough that it shouldn't require a lawsuit? Now, here's the catch. So Heidi Merrill, she and her collaborators created the song in June of 2016. They uploaded it in March of 2017 onto YouTube. That song, her song, was actually featured for Inside College Basketball on CBS.
Oh, so it did get some...
Right. So then they emailed the song to Carrie Underwood's producer.
Oh, my God.
Who said, the producer said, we're going to want to pass on this.
And by pass, they meant we're going to have Carrie do it and not give you any money for it.
It sounds like it.
Oh, wow.
That's even worse than an Ed Sheeran. No matter how many times he's been sued for stealing somebody else's songs,
yep.
There isn't this kind of paper trail.
No, this is a pretty big paper trail.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Poor Carrie.
Here's Carrie Underwood's version.
Boy.
All right, and here is Heidi's version.
Can you feel it? Here comes the storm. Can you hear it? 100,000.
So this part is a little different.
A little different, yeah.
Slightly, though.
Right. But then it goes into this, and there, that's a little questionable.
And the fact that they sent it to Carrie Underwood.
Right.
Well, I also like Heidi Merrill's version better.
Everyone's texting in, ripped off, total rip off, hella ripped off. Wow. I mean, it's
pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. God, I love it. I love it when you pop stars get busted.
You like this, don't you?
I do.
You know why? Because been through enough.
I root for the underdog. That's why. No pun intended. I like it when people who don't make any money, like, all of a sudden... Because it's hard, even when it is proven that, like, it's a total ripoff, they still, it's hard to, like, get money for it. Ariana Grande, as far as I know, still hasn't paid that one woman she stole, what's her song, 13 Rings?
Seven Rings.
Seven Rings. 13 Rings is the sequel. She hasn't even paid that girl a red cent, and it's like... Seven Rings is a ripoff of just two songs.
We talked about it. Sam Smith got sued because his song Stay With Me sounded too much like a Tom Petty song.
Yeah.
And so they had to add Tom Petty onto the writing credits of the song.
So that they could get paid the residuals. For it. Yeah. And Ed Sheeran is just every single time he gets sued, he just pays that person off and they go away.
Right.
But knowing that there are so many of these lawsuits... I just can't imagine that people are going like, yeah, we're going to rip this song off and then sit around and wait to get sued. Like, they know that people are looking out for this. So that makes me feel like it's unintentional.
I think what they're banking on is the fact that some of these people, like the girl who wrote the original Seven Rings, can't afford to take it to court.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I cannot wait for 13 Rings that will finally answer all of the unanswered questions.
Right.
How did she get so many new rings?
Here are more of my favorite things.
Right.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.